alone, that's fine. But the words of the verses go like this: rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen. Tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Though they are slighting him, still he is waiting, waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with him earnestly, plead with him gently. He will forgive if they only believe. Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore. Yes. Touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness, chords that are broken will vibrate once more. Rescue the perishing, duty demands it. Strength for thy labor, the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently win them. Tell the poor wanderer a Savior has died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful. Jesus will save.
Amen.
Jesus will save. Take your Bibles and turn to Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29.
Uh-oh.
And that's not a mistake. I ask a question tonight. How is your vision? You look at that and you say, huh? I can't see that at all. But in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, the verse says this: where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. This morning, the message was about Christ's Sermon on the Mount, and that we need to change our way of thinking about God's law. We need to change our way of thinking about righteousness. We need to change the way we think, period, about things. We need to change the way we think about resolving disputes, and we need to change the way we think about sin. We need a clear vision. You know, you look at this, and maybe some of you have experienced blurred eyesight most of your life, and then you got a set of glasses, and then you could actually see clearly. But there are people out there that think this is real. That this is all they can see. And they think that that's all that there is. They don't have clear vision. They don't have clear vision. See, sometimes we're guilty of this. We will not do what we need to do until we, because if we see no reason to do it. We will not do what we need to do if we see no reason to do it. See, God's word is clear. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So we're going to talk about vision that we need as individuals and visions that we need as a church in order to fulfill God's law. But here's the deal. You need some spiritual glasses. 1 Corinthians say that these things are foolishness to the carnal man because they must be what? Spiritually discerned. And I think that we collectively need a spiritual eyesight checkup. Some of us are too far-sighted to see the issues that are around us right now. Some of us are too nearsighted to see what the real plan is. And we need 20/20 spiritual vision so we can do what God wants us to do. And I hope You want a spiritual checkup, a spiritual eyesight checkup. See, the first point is this. You will perish if you don't have a clear vision of God. You will perish if you don't have a clear vision of God. All those crowds around Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount thought that they were okay because of the system, the religious system that they were living in. And they were standing, seeing the Messiah in the flesh, God in the flesh, and hearing His message. See, the world asked this question, is He Christ? In Matthew chapter 13, verses 13 through 17, and this morning I will make another correction. That verse in Proverbs was Proverbs 23:7. I don't know where I got 27:17, but I had problems with ones on my computer. But it was Proverbs 23:7. But it says here, verse 13, it says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, and look at how He asked this question. Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that Thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, another Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? See, the problem today is, we listen too much to the world and don't listen to God because we don't have a clear vision of God. We allow the world to blur our spiritual eyesight. And we don't clearly see who God really is, who Christ really is. But He says, and He said unto them, but who say ye that I am? See, it doesn't matter what they believe. It matters what you believe. It doesn't matter what they see. It matters what you see. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, which meant the Messiah, which meant the Deliverer, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. See, in order to see God clearly, you must see His Son. You must see Jesus Christ for who He says He is. Who God's Word says He is. And not what other people say He is. That will blur your vision. See, and if you don't do it, and if you don't see Christ the right way, you will perish. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus is telling His disciples, He says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Bible says, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not what? See life. If you don't have a clear vision of Christ, you will not see eternal life. You will only see eternal separation and death and hell. You must examine yourself. We must have an eye checkup. Are we seeing Christ clearly? Shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. See, if you don't have a clear vision of God, if you're basing your faith on some blurred vision of who Christ is, then you're going to perish. It's God's way or it's no way. It's God's Word or it's no way. It's got to be His way, not what we think. We need to change the way we think. We need to come in line with the Savior. See, in Mark chapter 8, verses 15 through 25, if you have your Bibles, you can open there to there. Christ gives an illustration with a blind man.
And in verse 15, Christ asked them a spiritual question that they did not have spiritual eyes to see. He charged them, saying, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod." And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we have no what? Bread." See, we're so nearsighted that we don't see what God has in store. And when Jesus knew it, he said unto him, "Why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, ye swat, see not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? When I break the 5 loaves among the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye?" And they said, 12. "And when the 7 among the 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up?" And they said, 7. Didn't you see that? Don't you understand that that was a miracle? That there was more left over than what you began with? Are you so myopic that you cannot see afar off? Cannot see who I am? Folks, we need a clear vision of Christ. Amen. And then he gives an illustration. And he said to them, "How is it that ye do not understand?" And he cometh to Bethsaida. And they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands upon him and asked if he saw aught. See, Christ is asking you tonight, do you see? Do you see? Or do you have eyes that understand, that see not? And he looked up and said, "I see men as trees walking." Now, some theologians said they say that because he didn't know what a man looked like. Didn't know what a tree looked like. But see, it wasn't complete yet. See, looking at Christ is a continual process. Looking at Christ is allowing Christ to finish giving you the vision. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look where? Up. Not this way, not that way, but up. And he was restored. And he saw what? Every man clearly. Folks, Christ will allow us to see God clearly if we have a relationship with him. If you have no relationship with him, you can't see God. You can't see the spiritual things going on. And you will perish. You will perish. See, the first thing is you'll perish if you don't have a clear vision of God. And the other problem is others will perish if you don't have a clear vision of what God's will is. In Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 17 through 21, a familiar passage. God's talking to Ezekiel and he says, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman." Now, that watchman's job, he had one job. There's one qualification, there's actually two qualifications for the watchman. The first one was, he could see. The second thing was, he could cry out if something was coming. See, we need to be able to see God, and then we need to be able to cry out when we see danger coming. It says, I made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, or speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at whose hand? Yours. Do you see a lost and dying world? Do you see lost relatives? Do you see lost co-workers? Do you see lost neighbors? Come on. This verse is pretty specific. If you don't tell them, you're going to have to answer for God for that. Well, this is Old Testament. We're keeping law. See, God's law has not changed. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. What was God's great commission? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's not man saying it. That is Jesus saying it. And do you see him clearly to understand what that means? See, the seeing thing is a two-part thing. See, that's just the first three verses. But there's more. See, Galatians chapter 6 says, if you find someone overtaken in fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Verse 20. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die because thou hast not given him warning. This morning, David was asking a question. If I find out that you're not living a godly life, I will come and call you out. You know why? I'm responsible for you. Mm-hmm. And if you see someone else is in the same thing, you need to call them out. You know why? Because we're responsible for each other.
Yep.
And if you're never looking around, you'll never see it. And people will perish. We need to be looking around. We're supposed to walk circumspectly. That's what Christ said. Walk circumspectly. Which means looking around. Looking around. How many opportunities do we see and we just let go on by? It says this, because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he had done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall what? Surely live. Because he is warned, also thou hast delivered thy soul. Folks, we need a clear vision of Christ so we don't perish. We need a clear vision of Christ so others don't too. But we got to have eyes to see and a mouth to say something. We have to have the courage to go up and talk to them and tell them this. Mm-hmm. Folks, that's what the purpose of the church is.
Amen.
It's to see and warn and edify and lift up and to present the gospel. And if we don't see and we don't look, we're not doing God's will. And people will perish. And we'll have to answer for it. Third, those that have a clear vision of God will be happy. See the second part of that verse? But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Same word as blessed. The Bible says here in Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40, something simple. You know, if you got bad eyesight, What do you do? You should go to the doctor. Don't ask my wife. Okay? Because I need to go. My driver's license says I don't have to have glasses yet. But if you need to go to the doctor, if you need your kid, if your kid's sick, you take him to the doctor. Because you don't want him to perish. If you've got a family member that's having problems, you'll go and take care of that. Same principle here. It says, Master, which is the great commandment of the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the what? Law and prophets. The exact same thing that we were talking about this morning. The exact same thing Christ was preaching on the Mount. He says, Think not that I have come to destroy the law. I'm not come to destroy, but to do what? To fulfill. Our memory verse, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. He said, Verily I say, not one jot or one tittle of the law will pass away until all things be what? Fulfilled. See, we need to have a clear version of this. James chapter 1, verse 25, the Bible says this, But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. See, it's one thing to see a problem. It's another thing to say, Hey, there's a problem out there. But it's a third thing to say, Yeah, there's a problem out there. I want to help solve it. What is God asking you to do? Do you see something that God needs to have done here in our church? And you say, I can do that. And you don't. You know what you are? You're a failed watchman. You saw a problem, you didn't do anything about it. You didn't warn anybody, didn't take care of anything. But if you see some issue, and you say, you know, I can do that, you need to do it. Because that, who looketh, how do you look into something unless you have what? Eyesight. Spiritual eyesight. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, not, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. See, this morning I was talking to Angelina Caffey. She talks about her finals coming up. And I said, well, have you studied for them? I'm cramming for them. See, God doesn't want us to cram for the test. You know the best way of taking the test is to know the material as you go through the subject. And then you're ready for the test. And all you have to do is review. And you don't have to cram it into your head. And then, because you know something? If you try to do this, the day after the test, you've forgotten it all. Been there. How many know that to be true?
It hurts.
Yeah. Okay? We all know it to be true. See, we need to continue therein, not being a forgetful what? Hearer. Folks, we need to see daily. We need to see hourly. We need to see all the time. And what? And let God show us what He wants us to do. Is your vision of God like this? If your vision of the world blurred, ask God to clean it up. Do you need some spiritual glasses tonight? Or contacts if you don't want to wear glasses? Do you know that you're in need of some help? And God's given you the prescription. He's given us His Word. And we just don't go down to the optometrist and get it filled. He's the great physician.
He wants us to have 20/20 vision. If you don't have clear vision of God, we could perish. They will perish. But if you see God clearly, you'll do His will and you'll be happy. Pretty obvious choice. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this time. Lord, I just ask for a time of invitation. Father, help us, Lord, to see you clearly. Help us, Lord, to follow you with all of our heart. And Lord, we just ask these things in your Son's name. Amen.